You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Rachel Luby is in her 30s and lives in Yorkshire. She has retinitis pigmentosa, epilepsy, cerebral palsy, anxiety, and is autistic. She's here today to talk about how sight loss interacts with her other conditions and to share how she addressed this in her mobility training. Hi, Rachel. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, no problem.
So can you tell us about your sight? Has your level of vision changed over time or has it been pretty consistent?
Yeah, I've always been visually impaired. Started off being registered as partially sighted when I was little. I can't remember what age exactly, but it got worse and worse as I got older, and now I'm registered blind. And I got registered blind at the age of about 23. It's normal to me, basically. Now I can see shapes. I can see if there's like a shape of a person in front of me, then I can see that movement there. So actually that helps.
And have you found any interaction between your kind of sight loss and your autism or any of the other conditions that you have?
Yes, I have. Basically, things that I might need to do for my autism is restricted by the fact that I can't see. But in some ways, the fact I can't see actually helps me being autistic, because I have to talk to people. So it helps me practice communicating with people and doing things that maybe I wouldn't do if I wasn't visually impaired. To see Will Meller and Ralph Little live. And I actually met them in person. And they were very lovely. They were very good. But I was overwhelmed. And because of my visual impairment, I had to communicate that I can't actually see, like, if someone signs something, I can't see it, so there's no point in me having something that's signed. So I had to communicate that, and that was really hard when I was with them, because also I can't see where the chair is, so I had to communicate. There are certain things like not being able to see pieces of paper or things that maybe someone that was sighted could get given.
Are there certain lighting conditions or elements of kind of your sight change that have interacted with your epilepsy at all?
Yeah. I'd say sometimes they are... Thankfully, I don't have issues if my epilepsy, if the lights change or nothing, anything like that. But my brain gets a bit confused if there's like lots going on, and it takes a lot more for my brain to function. It doesn't affect me in the sense of how people think that epilepsy with flashing lights. It takes a lot of processing.
I guess because of epilepsy and processing light in a different way and having autism, I imagine there's a lot of work that your
there's
brain...
There's a lot of... Yeah, it's constantly on. It's never off. So that's quite difficult.
And I imagine kind of the different thresholds of all of those things kind of interact. So if you have a day that's particularly challenging... Yeah, from a sort of epilepsy perspective, that might also make you more fatigued and also mean you find your brain finds it harder to kind of use the other conditions.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, that I don't have the ability to function. Transitioning is a big issue when you have autism in general, so transitioning from one thing to another. And then because I have epilepsy and mild cerebral palsy, it takes a lot for my brain to kind of go, oh, right, I'm walking. And then if someone says something to me, oh, right, I'm standing still, right, how do I keep myself balanced? So it can be a bit, like, wobbly at times, and then having to think. And then with the epilepsy, my brain takes, because the medication that I'm on, it slows the brain down to try and stop these seizures. So it takes a while to work.
And with that combination of challenges to your balance sometimes and the processing it takes to do different activities, How do you get around? Do you use a white cane or a guide dog?
I use a long cane, and I also am waiting for a new guide dog, which I'm very excited about.
Was that something that came up in training with people on kind of how you'd handle balance changes and that kind of thing?
I've had a guide dog before, so I learned like different things with that, and actually a guide dog helps me to balance. A tall dog for me helps me to balance better, because actually that there's that aid there almost.
Yeah, I guess having kind of an external dog who can maintain their own balance and having that as a sort of stable thing to keep you balanced is probably helpful. Well, thank you so much, Rachel Luby, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about living with sight loss and getting around.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.